The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonacorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither Cetera Advisor Networks LLC nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonacorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner is Mike Bonacorso. Happy New Year, Michael.
Happy New Year to you, Doug. Happy New Year to everybody out there listening. Wishing you and everybody the very best for 2024, right? Let's hope it's one of the best ones ever.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's hope that we can get some market performance similar to 2023 again here in 2024. That would be nice. Let's not have inflation like we had in 2023 and 2024. That would be nice. And let's not have interest rate rising in 2024 like we had in 2023. That would be nice.
Yeah, that all sounds good. That sounds like the winning recipe that we need for a good year of economic conditions.
Listen, when the year finally comes and I take over the world and I have control over these things, these are the types of things I'll do for my fellow human beings such as yourself.
Yeah, I know. I should run for president. This is the year. You got your shot.
All right. I got to go. Got to go run for president.
We can use a good independent.
You're not kidding.
The Wealth Management Party.
WMG Party?
Yeah.
I like it. I bet you there's a lot of people listening right now who like it.
I'm voting for you.
All right. I'm going to roll out my techniques from the Napoleon Dynamite movie. When he used to have vote for Pedro, we're going to put some of those things out and vote for Doug.
I missed that one, but we'll go from there.
You never watched Napoleon Dynamite?
I heard of it, but I don't remember it.
It's dumb humor, you know?
Yeah.
So here we are, buddy. Go ahead. Make a prediction for the year. Right out of the gate. I'm going to make you make a prediction. What do we see market-wise? What do we see? Give me anything you want to predict.
If I had a guess right now, I'm going to say the market will be up for 2024.
Why?
I think we ended 2023 very strong. I know you mentioned inflation. I kind of got inflation in the rearview mirror. You know, it's not as bad as it was at its peak. We're certainly beyond the peak to the point of the Fed's talking about cutting interest rates and not raising interest rates anymore. So I just think, between interest rates coming down and inflation coming down, and I feel like, you know, for the most part, I don't see anything out there right now. Of course, you don't know, right? I mean, I always go back, Doug, to 2020, right? Kick off the year. Happy New Year's. What does it look like? Did you see the pandemic coming? And what was it, late February or March? March. So, to me, after that, anything can happen.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised, you know, so that's why when I say a prediction, a guess,
right,
who knows?
Yeah, it's all a guess.
Yeah.
It's all a guess.
But
I like your guess.
But overall, though, I see things, you know, right now, I see things better than decent.
Well, you know, I agree with you. And for many of the reasons that you said, you know, interest rate cuts historically have provided fuel for the stock markets. Maybe that'll happen again this year if we get some interest rate cuts. I like the chance of it. Employment. We're at full employment. Yeah. People are working. Everybody who wants to work has a job or can have a job. That's a good thing for the economy. Unemployment, I do not think, is going to spike up. So I think that that's going to be good for the markets as well. And there's one more thing, is that historically speaking, years of presidential elections are favorable for market performance.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing too. At some point, you know, probably by the summertime, everything's going to point to the election. Of course, you start getting promises from both candidates, and then that adds to, that could add to fuel. You know, generally, you're not going to promise anything bad.
Right.
You know, for the, unless, I don't think they're that stupid, right? But
you never know, right?
But, you know, they're not going to promise anything bad, so you think that should help. The other thing, too, though, Doug, I got to tell you, now, you and I always talk about, what do you see? You're out, you know, you, how long was the wait at the local restaurant, all that. I went to the mall, and I guess it was January 2nd, kind of later in the day,
mm-hmm.
you know. And beyond packed. And I think I came back and told you that the next day. But just beyond, I couldn't believe how many people that I'm like, was I the only person at work today?
So I think.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so I think the one day you told me you went to, what was it, day after Christmas?
Right. It wasn't January 2nd. I'm saying, why were some people? It was. It was the 26th.
And so it's, we haven't spoken about this. I mean, but two times during the week that we were off, Michelle and Ava went to the mall.
Mm.
And both times when they came back, I said, how was the mall? Packed.
Yeah.
Jammed.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, all right, you know, that's good. When was the last time a mall was jammed? You know what I'm saying, Mike? And it's not as if it was jammed because the weather was horrendous.
Right. No.
Right?
And you know, so much of the shopping's done online, and everybody can relate to that, and people have packages shipped to the house or shipped to people directly, but it was just really good to see the good old brick and mortar, as they call
right.
it, was rocking and rolling on December 26th. And I said, because we worked that day, and
yep.
I was like, wow, I guess I was the only person in the world that worked.
Yeah,
you
well,
know, that's
aside
how
from me.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's how crowded it was.
Yeah, and you know, it was just... And it was funny because so they went the first day, right? And their intention was to go there, go to, you know, do whatever they were going to do, shop, and then hit the food court for lunch.
Mm.
And then the next day that they went, Ava laid the law down before they went. We're eating lunch before we go, because that food court was a disaster, because it took them forever. It was packed.
Yeah.
You know, so Ava told Michelle, let's eat before we go so we don't have to eat lunch there.
Yeah.
Which, hey, listen. Dad appreciated that. It's certainly cheaper to eat lunch at home than it is at the food court.
It makes sense. And because, you know, well, I always find the food courts are always very active, even when the mall's not packed.
Yeah, but even more so.
Yeah,
you know, like
I can imagine. I can imagine if it was packed. But yeah. No. So anyway, Doug, I, you know, overall, I don't have anything negative in me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That I'm thinking about, I'm worried about, or that I see. But like I said to you, boy, I would have been wrong 2020 if I made this statement, huh?
Yeah, well, what I'm worried about in January, just to be frank and honest, is the market did so well last year that you could see some profit taking.
Yeah.
You know, you could see some pressure on the markets here in January. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. I mean, we started the year off this week. You know, it's bumpy.
Yeah.
You know, it's bumpy. So, you know, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see that. But listen, I'm cautiously optimistic for the year, and I hope that our listeners out there are sharing some of the same sentiment. And what I want to do, though, is I want to encourage everybody to pay attention to what I'm about to say and to give it some good thought. Please do not get caught up in what is probably going to be a wild presidential election and having that determine whether you're going to do the right thing in your finances or not.
Yeah.
Because when you just go look, and we know this, Mike, that when you go look at the past several presidential elections, we have had people tell us, if this person gets elected, the market's going to hell in a handbasket. If that person, and everybody's been wrong.
Yep.
And we've seen people sit on the sidelines. So I'm asking you to please do not do that to yourself this year, regardless of who the candidates are and who you like and who you don't like. Your money is your money. Stay focused on it.
Yeah, and you know what? You're 100% correct. But boy, you pulled that one out way too early in the year. That's after June 30th. You and I start getting bombarded with that one of, but if someone's selling it and he's ahead in the polls, and God forbid, I don't want to, all that type of talk. So you're early to the party with that one, but you're 100% correct. So the bottom line, though, is what we're encouraging everybody to do is, where are you today? What are you doing about your situation? And let's do your situation right going forward through 2024. Let's not worry about, you know, what may come up down the road or what TV conversation there is. Folks, you got to look at your stuff. Where are you at? What are you doing? What's the goal? So are you, as I always like to say, are you putting all your prudent steps into what you should be doing? That's a conversation you got to be having with yourself right now.
You know, Mike, I think over the years, the New Year's resolution thing, the making goals, is kind of like tapered off a little bit. Do you feel that same way?
Yeah.
Like people aren't as big on it anymore as they used to be.
A little bit with weight in the gym.
Yeah, but you know, overall,
you still hear stuff about
that. And to me, like, I get it because if we've discussed many times, I'm a day-to-day guy.
Mm.
You know, and I work best on short-term stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get me to make a two-year goal, like, all right, I'll do it, but I got to break that thing down into bite-sized pieces.
Right.
You know, I have to. And that's what I think what we want to do with our listeners out there and our clients and people who trust us and follow us for guidance is we say, we want to help you get these bite-sized pieces of things taken care of to help you improve your long-term financial objectives. And we want you to start off now and get into the office and, you know, go over this stuff right away.
Yeah, it's what you're saying, Douglas, and I got a lot of respect for it as one step at a time, right?
Right.
But I think also the one thing I will say about the year end being here, and let's not call it goals, it's a great time to say, where am I at? Where am I at? Okay, just, you know, 2023 is done. Here's my statements. Where am I at financially? Am I thinking of retirement? Are the kids 3 years out from college? Whatever it may be, this is a great time to kind of say, where am I at and how am I to be able to do these things? And then I think you implement Doug's plan of, you know, it's one step at a time. We're not worrying about, you know, 10 years, let's do what's right today and get the ball rolling for 2024. I think that, am I correct? I don't want to speak for you. I mean, you have a mic in front of you, so I'm sorry for doing that.
I have a mic in front of me and a microphone.
Right.
How you like that?
And the mic is worse.
Yeah. No, so you are correct. What I want to do, like I had this idea. I said to myself, what can Mike and I do to try to get people to take some action in January this year, right? Take some action. And this is what I think, Mike. I think what we can do is for a lot of people, they don't have this. And I want to do it for them right out of the gate. People don't have a net worth statement.
Yeah.
They don't have a balance sheet. They don't know.
Wait. Stop. You just said two things that there's probably a lot of people listening and didn't even know what you're talking about.
Okay.
What is a net worth statement? What is a balance sheet? What are on these things? What are they?
Right. Okay. Great point. So a net worth statement at the end of the day, also a balance sheet, right?
Yeah.
They're kind of the same, is on one side of the page, we're going to put all the stuff you own. We're going to add it all up.
All your stuff.
Your stuff, right? That's your house, your bank accounts, your retirement accounts, your car, whatever your stuff is. On the other side of the page, we're going to put your liabilities, what you owe and who you owe it to.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to subtract the two, and we're going to tell you what your net worth is. Because at the end of the day, that's the driver.
I agree. And you know what? Boy, you made that sound awfully simple. But I got to tell you, most folks, when they come in, don't even have an inkling to how much their net worth is.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, I want people to call up and say, can I get together with you guys? And can you put together one of those net worth statements for me and we'll do it for you. No cost, no obligation. We're happy to do it for, and our reason is we want you to start at the beginning. Do the first things first. And the first thing that I think makes the most sense is getting an understanding of where you are today, and that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll certainly tell you where you are. It's a little bit of a report card, for lack of better words, right?
Right.
And then the nice part of it is to do that, there's components to it that got you to that number, right? So it's, you know, my house, my retirement plan, my cash in the bank, my, you know, my bonds, if you have, you know, whatever you have, and, you know, versus the mortgage, credit cards, et cetera, so on.
Right.
So it kind of tells you, how you got there, which is also pretty good, right? Because that's, could tell you maybe why you're doing really good or why you're doing really bad or why you're kind of somewhere in between.
Right. So. And then it also then gives you a nice little thing on an annual basis to check and see what's our progress been over the year. Now, the way to make that balance sheet number, that net worth number, go up is twofold. It's to address the productivity of assets as well as the retirement of liabilities. So it's twofold. So in a good year with a good strategy and a good plan in place, you can have a significant positive impact on the net worth. The issue is, Mike, you know this, folks, listeners out there, most of you don't know how to go about doing it.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, we want to put together for you is the net worth statement. Let's see where you are today, and then let's put a plan in place to make that go up.
You know, it's interesting. I'm so glad you're offering this and you brought this up and you didn't tell me about it. It's a nice surprise. Because, and I'm sure you're going to agree, so many clients that I sit down with when I review, and they'll have 3, 4, 5, whatever, X amount of accounts. And when I'm giving them the results, or you have this and this account, and this and that account, then I always finish with, everything you have with me, you have, make believe, $639,000, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know most folks will say, oh, that's great, because the last time I was in, it was this.
Right.
Right? So my point being is, a lot of times people don't even care how they get to the bottom number.
Right.
They want the bottom number, and they want to see the bottom number
improve.
So they don't get all hung up into, well, the Roth IRA did this, but the traditional IRA did that, or the non-qualified account did that. That's not even so much, it's, where was I the last time I saw you? Where am I now? Basically, did we win or lose?
Right. Are we making progress?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and that's really how we can measure it. So listen, folks, we want to do this for you. And it's not an arduous task. Don't be, you know, afraid of it. We want to do it for you, no cost or obligation. Just pick the phone up and give a call. 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. We can meet you at one of our conveniently located offices, or we can make a house call if that's what you would like. We could do a Zoom appointment if that's what you like. Whatever you want, it's, you know, it's up to you. It's your call. But we can't call you. You need to call us. And the number is 855-262-3722 to have us complete for you your net worth and balance sheet. And so you now have a document that you can use to track your progress going forward.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Right. All right. Let's hop to a break. When we come back, I want to talk about a couple of different things that I spoke to clients about this week that they didn't really know about. And one of the things that I want to talk about is what happens if you die in New Jersey. All right. Because that's an issue. All right. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, you know, you heard us discuss at the beginning of the show there that we want to put together a net worth statement, a balance sheet for you guys so you can start understanding and knowing where you are and what you have and where you're going. It's a very, very important thing. And then, you know, you heard the spot while we took a break about coming in and having, you know, a 1 hour meeting, Mike. And that's really, you know, what it is that we want to do for you. And, you know, the show is often predicated on things that we help somebody do recently or talk to somebody about. And this past week, I got a telephone call from one of my clients, Mike, and his sister passed away. And his sister passed away, and she wasn't married and left. She had here's the structure. She had a 401k and IRA that she left to four nieces and a nephew. She owned a home jointly with a longtime boyfriend, okay, that had there. And that's pretty much the structure. So the 401k IRA, she left to the nieces and nephews. And so the client said to me, he goes, yeah, that's not going to be a problem because, you know, those are just going to get moved over, you know, via the beneficiary designations. And then the house is going to go to the boyfriend. And I said, well, how do they own the house? He's like, I don't know. What do you mean? I go, was it joint rights of survivor, which means that if one passes, immediately the other person gets it? Is it tenants in common, which means it goes through her will? He's like, oh, I don't have, you know, any idea. And he's the executor. I said, okay, well, you got to find that out. And then I said, but you also have to deal with the New Jersey inheritance tax. And he's like, what are you talking about, Doug? New Jersey doesn't have an estate tax. And I said, you're right. New Jersey doesn't have an estate tax. But what New Jersey has is an inheritance tax. And he's like, what are you talking about? Ah, I said, listen, those nieces and nephews and boyfriend, they're not Class A beneficiaries in New Jersey. There's a tax liability that's going to be due before that estate can be settled. He had no idea. And most people don't have any idea of that situation.
Yeah. Well, because again, that situation, right? Because, you know, I guess it has to be a single person, right? For the most part, affecting somebody, right? For generally, if you're married, that's not going to happen to you unless you decide to leave something to nieces and nephews, which you could, right?
Or brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Yep. Good point. Sometimes we see this in second marriages.
Yes.
Right. It's very common there. So, yeah, it's out there, and just a lot of people just are not aware of it. It's just, you know, Doug, the whole thing with I'm going to call it death taxes. I don't want to call it estate tax because New Jersey doesn't have an estate tax, but taxes due at death, if you will.
A tax created by death.
Yeah. Is that, obviously it happens once and it doesn't happen to you. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh yeah, Doug, that happened to me 4 years ago. Oh yeah, I could have told you that. I knew that was going to happen. You got to die.
Right.
You know, and then it's passed off to somebody else. So it's kind of like, I guess, confusing to start with, or why would you know about it? I mean, unless you're really into those things and up on them, you know?
So here's the thing is that, like, that needs to be planned for, because now this is like somewhat problematic for them, because that's all she really had. So it was about $1 million in retirement plan money, right? That's getting divided approximately $200,000 each for the nieces and nephew. But there's an inheritance tax due on that. Now, the problem is, Mike, what happens when somebody dies and they have an IRA with a beneficiary designation?
It gets passed through.
Gets passed right through.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now they're going to have to go to the nieces and nephews and say, hey, you owe me tax dollars here. And it could be significant, right?
Right.
Now they're going to have to take money out, unless they have the cash available, they're going to have to take money out of that retirement account, which is in turn going to cause what?
Income tax.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is a why I wanted to talk about this a little bit today is because I know that there's plenty of people listening to the show right now who are single, aren't married, and they have assets when they pass away are going to go to not a Class A beneficiary, not a son or a daughter, not a husband or a wife, but it's going to go to a niece or a nephew or a friend or somebody of that nature. And what we would like to do is be able to sit with you and go through your overall situation and make recommendations for you to set this up so that when you are not here anymore, when you do pass away, it's simple for the heirs and the beneficiaries to handle. Because this is going to be a little complex for him to handle.
Yeah. You know, and there's going to be taxes too. But that's another reason why, too, Doug, you hear people hear frightening stories about, oh, when so-and-so passed away, that they were taxed, you know, I'll make up a number, 42%, because things like this happen, right? It's one tax, and then it spins out of control, then it triggers another tax. You know, it's like a tax slot machine going off, if you will. You know what I'm saying? It just keeps running. And you know, I'm glad you brought this up because, you know what? It's not even a topic we talk about that much,
right?
You know, but luckily you and I always like to take our weekly experiences and try to bring them here to the show to share with people, because we know there's a lot of other people in that situation.
There are, and it's not uncommon. And, you know, we talk to our clients a lot about this kind of stuff. And listen, Mike and I are not, you know, CPAs. We have to, you know, incorporate the work of an accountant or, you know, a tax attorney with us here. But at the end of the day, there are, you know, strategies and techniques that can be put into place to help minimize or simplify these circumstances. Because, listen, here's Class A beneficiaries in New Jersey. These people pay no inheritance tax. So if it's going to one of these people on the list, you're okay. A parent, a grandparent, a spouse, a child of a decedent, includes legally adopted children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, etc., stepchild, that includes, right, is included, a civil union partner, a domestic partner, those are all Class A beneficiaries. So if you're right there in that little
group,
you're cool. But if you start going to Class C, which is brother or sister of a decedent, spouse or surviving spouse, or a civil union partner, civil union, what does it say? Civil union, oh, after 2007, it's Class C. And if you're not one of those two, then you're Class D. All right? So each one of those has a different tax rate and tax liability, if you will, that's associated with that.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, and again, it's depending on how your will set up, who's the money being left to. And, you know, a lot of times too, Doug, people just, how would you say, they try to be charitable to the family in that, oh, you know what, I'm going to give some to my nieces and nephews too. You know, like I'm just not going to give it to this one person, or I'm going to set up, you know, where so many wills are so cut and dry, right, Doug? You know, it's like it's just going to go all to this one person, or it's all going to go here. But, you know, they'll spread money around, and you could be hitting pockets of taxation.
Right. You really, really can. You know, and then so the tax rate, Mike, on a Class C beneficiary is 11% on the first $1,075,000 inherited, okay? Above the there's a $25,000 exemption. So you take $25,000 and then you do it. But that's 11%.
Yeah.
Man, that's over $100,000 in taxes that are due on that level. And then it's 13% on the next $300,000, 14% on the next $300,000. So as you can see, this really can accumulate up to a significant sum of money.
Yeah, and that's not, like you said, Doug, not counting other taxes being triggered, say money being stripped out of IRAs or retirement plans.
Right, because...
Which is a whole income taxation on it.
Sure. So think about it, right? There, if in a circumstance where there's $100,000 worth of inheritance tax due and all the money's got to come out of a retirement account, well, now there's going to be income taxes due on that as well. So, you know, maybe there's another $20,000 to $25,000 of income taxes that are going to be due on that money when it comes out. So, you know, it's significant and it's something that needs to be paid attention to and planned for. And there are things you can do.
Yeah. And it does, you know, I know this isn't something, again, it may apply to some people and it may not apply to others, but for the some people, it's something that needs to be addressed because there is a taxation.
Yeah. You know, and it could be onerous.
Yeah.
And it's shocking for a lot of people. Yeah. So if that's your circumstance and you'd like to discuss it with us, if you have an estate. Now, listen, here's another issue, a common thing that we hear people say is like, well, I don't really care. Right. Yeah. Because, you know, it's extra money for them and, you know, what have you. And I get it. Like, you don't care. But if you can set it up so it's easier rather than harder, doesn't that make sense? Isn't that, you know, something to do? I mean, why not just set it up so it's as simple for them to handle as, you know, as possible, as opposed to saying, oh, well, you know, here, I'm giving it to you. You got to work for it.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And you know what, Doug, just even when you're settling an estate, I mean, recently I was working on one and it was very, very, you know, everything was set up right. It was an existing client. We went through everything and it was really settled and done. 1, 2, 3, you
right.
know, because again, everything was done in advance, the proper way, all that. So, you know, trust me again, if it's your stuff and you pass away, I know, I get it. It's not your problem,
mm-hmm.
but somebody's gotten a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, you know what the other thing is that, Mike, is that there's a lot of people out there who maybe don't have a will yep. and are in this circumstance. And then what's going to happen is that if you don't have any technical next to kin, that money's going to the state.
Yeah.
So let's be very, very clear about that.
Right.
If you don't do something about it and you don't have a next of kin that's going to fall into the intestate laws in New Jersey, the state's taking that money.
Right.
Who wants that to happen?
Sure. Sure.
I don't want it. You want it to happen?
No. So that's an issue that's out there, Doug. And yeah. So folks, I mean, again, you know who you are, right? And it's, again, about thinking about the situation, the position that you're in. And again, it's that conversation with yourself of, is this me? If something happened to me tonight, you know, what would happen?
Right.
And if you are, and if that is the case, you should certainly do something about your situation.
Yeah, 100%. All right, we're going to hop to a break. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about some more things that we've been talking to people about and give you some more ideas to take action with. We will be right back.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right, they will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes a client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope that you are getting some value out of the show here as we kick off 2024. And, you know, we try to get you excited and get you paying attention to things that are going on with your money and take some action. And, you know, just starting off 2024 on the right foot and doing the right things. And, you know, Mike, the beginning of the show, we spoke about the offer that we have out to you is that, you know, come on in. Let's get together and let us develop a net worth statement and a balance sheet for you to give you an idea. Like, where am I today?
Yeah.
And where am I going to go?
Sure.
And how am I going to get there?
Absolutely. All right. So, you know, Doug, what have we been up to lately, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to kind of feed into that a little bit because in the beginning days here of the new year, the personalities are taking over a little bit. And the early birds, if you will, are already ringing in and wanting to get together and asking questions like, what's my RMD, my required minimum distribution for this year? And you know, like almost asking, are we going to do this? Are we going to do that like we did last year? And just getting after it, which to me, you and I both enjoy. That's refreshing, right? We'd rather have you getting out in front of it than saying, I got to come from way behind here in my financial planning, my financial thinking. You know, calls about what were my capital gains? What does it look like? You know, so all different types of stuff here. And, you know, it's only been the opening week of the new year, but people following through, the early birds getting after it, which I want to encourage everybody to do this year. And I know it's kind of been our theme of the song, of the show, is get after it. You know, like ask, find out where you at, what's my net worth, what can I do for myself. It's a great time of year to kind of do that launch, if you will.
It really is, Mike. And you know, we absolutely love that. You know, the people who are proactive, you know, we get, as we're kind of weirdos, maybe kind of with this, but we get excited in December when people are calling to schedule their January appointments, right? You know, we want to come in and look at it. And that's what we want. You know, we want you to come on in and check it out and see what's going on. And it really is, you know, beneficial for us too, because it gives us an update of what's gone on in your life in the last 12 months and, you know, where you are and what changes are taking place and, you know, and then when we do the net worth statement and a balance sheet, right, we see where we are and the progress we've made. So it's really, it's exciting, it's fun, and it's, you know, it's energetic when people do that. Energetic, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, and not just that, Doug. You and I know, even here at the office, this first quarter of the year, or I like to say right through tax day, April 15th, April 17th, no matter what day it falls on, is a very brisk, fast pace, a lot going on. I think this year, Doug, people are going to be shocked. They're going to get some capital 1099s that show capital gains that they weren't even, that, you know, those that weren't aware of it may be seeing some of that. That's going to say, because you got to remember, you know, 2022 was a down year,
right?
You know, so it wasn't as, you know, as bad with the cap gains and stuff. 2023 was a very strong year,
but there wasn't a lot of capital gains paid out from, you know, a lot of the mutual fund companies and stuff.
Yeah, well, but I mean, you know, I still think there's going to be more this year than there was last year. You know, and I think people kind of have a habit of, in the financial world, well, once I get over the bad hurdle, I should never ever have to do that again.
Right. Yeah, well, listen. Right? Listen, and that's the one thing. Like, listen, capital gains tax are a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I mean, I would much rather pay taxes on a gain than deduct a loss from my income taxes any day of the week.
Listen, Doug, I'm not, you know, encouraging people making stupid decisions and have to pay tax because of their bad decision. But, you know, sometimes you get into a situation with clients and, you know, they had this amount of income coming through the door, or that amount from the pension, and their income added up to be this, or they had this much of gains, and they, you know, they want to complain about taxes. Oh, you know, what's the alternative?
Right.
I mean, once in a while, you got to say, you got to be thankful for what you have.
Mm-hmm. And listen,
you know, it's a good thing to win.
Nobody likes paying income taxes. Right. Right. I haven't met anybody yet that's just like, yes. Okay. But when you have an income tax liability, whether it be an income tax liability, a capital gains tax liability, that means there was positive cash flow.
What would you rather be, Doug?
Right.
Highly taxed or struggling to get by, you know, with financially?
Right. You know, and that's it. And listen, I want you to take advantage of every opportunity that's in the tax code for you to do. No doubt about it. I want you to pay as little in taxation as possible. 100%. My opinion, a dollar lost to taxation is a dollar lost forever.
Sure.
All right. So I want, if we can make a dollar that's typically due in taxes, 75 cents for you in taxes, 90 cents, whatever, like, we saved money there, and I'm happy to do it. But at the end of the day, when we have gains, unfortunately, the tax code says we got to pay taxes on gains.
And I want to encourage everybody too, Doug, because there's a lot of, you know, things that can be done, you know, whether it be IRAs, whatever, up to tax day, you know? And so I want to encourage, because so many people think, Doug, with taxes, well, I did well. We got our return done,
right?
You know, and I'm getting $800 back. Well, no, if you would have did this, you would have got maybe $1,200 back.
Or
so it's phantom dollars they don't see. Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage everybody, when they get their taxes done or when they sit down, they should address that.
Right.
You know, is there anything being done? Not just, here, give me my report card. Do I owe, or am I getting? And if I'm getting, I won.
Mm-hmm.
Find out, like, what, you know, what can I be doing?
You know, one of the great things I think that we see people do from time to time, and I wish more people would do it, Mike, is a lot of people have children, school-age children, that have a job, and they make some money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have up until the tax filing day to open up a Roth IRA or an IRA for that child. Yeah. And here's one of the big misconceptions, Mike. People sometimes say, well, I don't have $5,000 to put away into that for it. That's the maximum amount.
Right.
Okay? That's the most you're allowed to do.
Yeah.
So, okay, you could do anything less than that. But when you can take a child who's making some money and you can sock some money into a retirement account for them, man, the long-term positive impact compound interest could have on that over time is enormous. You want to talk about giving your child, your grandchild, a huge jump start on retirement planning, get an IRA or Roth IRA going for them as early as you can in their lifetime.
Yeah, you know, and again, Doug, so, you know, as we're sitting here, the first week of 2024, you know, what should I be doing? Well, you know, again, let's get after it, right? That's, you know, one step at a time, as you said. Let's get the ball rolling. Certainly, if you've done the proverbial nothing, you need to do something, mm-hmm. okay? If you've maybe had a great year last year, let's not rest on our laurels. Like, you know, what's the game plan? What are you doing going forward? We have tax day coming up in April. You know, let's not just make it a report card. Let's what strategies, what can I do better now or in the future to make my tax situation better? You know, where am I at with my investments, right? I mean, where did they end the year? What does it look like? These are some of the topics and conversations. Now, I get it. Not everything applies to every person.
Right.
And the show's not about, you know, as we always say, it may mean something to Doug. It means absolutely nothing to Mike. But we're just trying to get some of these ideas and some of the, you know, we're trying to get the light bulb to go off today. 2024, let's go do it. What applies to me, and let me at least kind of put the head under the hood, if you will, and see what's going on.
Yeah, because one of the things, like you may be saying, we're talking about uncommon things, right? Because I think that everybody's aware of the common things. Everybody's aware of the retirement income planning, right? And we help with that, when that's probably the number one thing that we do for people. Everybody's aware of that, right? Everybody's aware of the, you know, the money management end of it, and the investments, and that kind of stuff. I think most people are aware of that. But what we're trying to talk to you is that to make you think about other things, like let you know that there's other things that are available to do, like opening up a Roth IRA or an IRA for your child or grandchild, right, Mike?
Yeah.
If you're a person who's leaving assets to people that are nieces, nephews, friends, brothers, sisters, you know, are you set up properly to do it? You know, we want you to know and be aware that there's plenty of other things to think about and pay attention to, and things that we help people with. I had a telephone call with a client last week, Mike. My lease is coming up due on my car. What should I do? I don't know. Let's give me the details. Right. What's the buyout of it? You know, and all that kind of stuff. Listen, we don't make any money off of that, but that's the value added that a client gets from having the relationship with us.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what, Doug? It's just the planning, and even on the, like you had said about the wills and the legal planning, and, you know, recently, you know, what he been up to, had a client that took a pretty bad spill, okay, and it's medically, you know, not doing so well, and that brought up a whole situation of, you know, the attorney and meeting and all that type of stuff, and you know, luckily they had the clients had done work, you know, for their dad. So it's not like they're at ground zero, but, you know, it's just things happen. You know what I'm saying? We see so much every year. We hear so much. We try to bring it to you on the show. We try to talk to you about these situations to address things. And you know, again, folks, what's your little checklist? You know what I'm saying? What or even if it's something we didn't talk about today, think about what you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And is it covered, or does it need to be addressed? What's worrying you? What's in the back of your mind that needs to be brought forward, that needs to be addressed? We all have little things in our life, right, that's in the back of your mind, Doug, like, you know, whether it's something's going to break, or I'm going to need a new this or a new that down the road. It's always in the back of your mind. Bring them forward, and what have you done to address them?
Yeah, you know, you have to address the what ifs, right, Mike?
Yeah.
That's, you know, and that's it at the end of the day. And listen, years ago, we used to say to everybody, yeah, we're here to help you with the what ifs.
Yeah.
Right. And I think maybe MetLife had a big, you know, commercial campaign going on out there at one point for the what ifs in life, you know, and it's just so true that just you got to sit down and you got to say, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if I do this? What if I do that? And then see and say, you know, let's calculate it out and say, all right, well, if you do this, this is what's going to happen. If you do that, that's going, you know, what's going to happen. And it just really is a helpful thing for anything in your life to sit there and go through that exercise.
Yeah, because the truth be told, Doug, is, you know what? You know, your road may be smooth. You may be ripping along. But very hard to say, Doug, that we all don't go through a bump in the road somewhere along
sure.
the time. You know what I'm saying? And what that bump may be, you know, whether it's financial, medical, whatever, you know, I don't know. But, you know, so let's not kid ourselves and think that everything's just always so easy because it's really not.
No, 100%. Listen, there are going to be bumps in the road this year. There's no doubt about it. There's bumps in the road every single year. It's going to happen. It's how well are we prepared to handle bumps, right? That's, you know, number one. Like, listen, when you're on an airplane, right, and you're going to hit some turbulence, the pilot gives you a warning. Put the seatbelt on, right? Mm-hmm. So you're seatbelted in. You're ready to handle the turbulence. Do you have seatbelts in your financial life? You got to ask that question.
Cars are sold with airbags, right?
Right.
Nobody's planning on crashing.
Right.
Think about it, right?
Yeah, nobody goes. Yeah, that's a good point. Nobody goes
I'm
to the dealership
this one to crash it.
Yeah, how do the airbags in this thing? Because I'm going to go ram this thing into a foam pole. Nobody does that.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's good to know when you say, okay, is there two airbags in this, you know, because if something happens, I want my family to be safe. Well, you know, the same thing kind of holds true, and we like to look at is, does your financial life have some airbags there that if something happens to you or if something happens to the economy or the markets, you're okay. Your income's fine. Like, do you are you set up properly? It's all things that you need to work through and go through.
Yeah. You know, Doug, that's the other, that's a great point, because so much of our planning when we sit down with new clients has to do with trying to build in those proverbial airbags into your financial life in case something goes wrong.
Right.
You know, a lot of people just plan for everything's going to go right. But we know that's not true. I mean, we started the show today. Mike, how are you feeling? How do you see 2024? I feel great. I'm optimistic. But I also did the but, you know, like, who knows what's going to, you know, who knows what's you know, we're talking about personal. We're boiling it down to the kitchen table, what we're talking about now. But when you talk world, you know, macro, who knows what's going to go on in the world?
Right.
I mean,
nothing we can control.
Yeah.
But we need to be set up for, you know, to handle bad circumstances and situations. You know, I'll give you an example, another example. A few weeks back, I met with new clients for the first time, and I think I discussed this on the show back then too. And one of the conversations was, okay, you know, what's your sources of income? And they told me what the sources of income, and there was a pension involved. And I said, okay, what happens to the pension when you pass away? And the answer was, it goes away. I said, well, that's not going to do very well for your spouse if that goes away and one of the Social Securities goes away. Do we have any safety nets built in here? Are there any airbags, for lack of a better way to put it, in your financial circumstance or your financial life to do the best we can to minimize any disruption to the surviving spouse's lifestyle and the way they live if you predecease her?
Yeah, great point.
You know, it's there, and it's very real, and it's very, you know, it happens. So, all right, let's hop to a quick break, and we will be right back, folks, to wrap the show up. We'll be right back.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you, and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what's important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air for 25 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back as we wrap up the show here. And it's our kickoff show of 2024, Mike, and I'm really excited about the year upcoming. And I'm really excited about, you know, what we've offered out to the listeners that they can take advantage of this week. And that is, you know, calling in and having us sit down with you and let us do a net worth statement for you, or balance sheet statement, so you can see where you are. Or if you need some estate planning work done, if you are somebody who is going to leave assets to not your traditional beneficiaries, but, you know, a friend or a niece or a nephew or something of that nature, we want to encourage you to take advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah, and I think the big thing too, folks, is hopefully we got you to think and got you motivated, and, you know, kind of get you going a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's, you know, I know it's kind of cliche, but let's make this the best 24 that we possibly can. Right?
Yeah,
let's not make it a Gormby's lack of effort. At least let's leave it out there. Let's give it all we got this year.
100%. So again, folks, the number to reach us is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Don't hesitate. Pick the phone up. It's 2024. It's a new year. Let's kick it off on the right foot. We're offering you the opportunity to do that. We can't call you. You need to call us. The number is 855-262-3722. We challenge you to make 2024 the best year yet.
Absolutely.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. We'll be back again next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client, because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show, and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call. The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonacorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for information purposes only and are not necessarily those of Cetera. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.